Welcome to the Action Breeds Clarity podcast. As Aristotle said, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. This podcast is for those who want to weave the habit of excellence into every area of life, not by big, grand, radical actions, but by small, consistent actions done with intention. This podcast is for those who are passionate about appreciating the time we have, building a life you feel proud to call yours, and being mindful of your actions, because how you show up really does matter. Hey, action takers, this is episode number 21, and it's called Let's Make It Cool to Care. So I came across a quote recently by none other than Post Malone. I don't know what kind of person he is in real life, so forgive me if he is not the best author. I don't know, maybe he is also, but I really liked this quote that I saw come from him, and it really resonated with me. And as I work through this podcast, remember, this podcast is kind of like an experiment for me, and I'm learning more and more every day. I am, dare I say, gaining clarity through taking action. Oh my gosh. But I saw this quote and it really resonated with me because it felt like it encapsulated exactly what I want Action Breeds Clarity to be about, and what I want, you know, anyone who resonates with this podcast and the stuff that we create, I hope that they also embody sort of this message. So the quote was, "Our generation thinks it's cool not to care. It's not. Effort is cool. Caring is cool. Staying loyal is cool. Try it out." Post Malone. So I want to challenge all of us to make it cool to care. And care about what? I think that that quote kind of, it sounds sort of like it maybe is talking about relationships, but I think we need to challenge ourselves and our generation to care about a lot more than just romantic relationships. We need to make it cool to care about ourselves, our well-being, our mental health, our emotional health, the inner dialogue that we have with ourselves, our sense of self-worth, all of that stuff. We need to make it cool to care about that. We need to make it cool to care about others. We need to make it cool to care about the impact that we have on others with how we show up. We need to make it cool to care about our behavior and our actions, because those things really do impact not only ourselves, but our other people. How many times have you received maybe a compliment by somebody and it was an unexpected compliment, but that made your day? And to this day, you know, maybe it was years ago, but to this day, you still think about that compliment. The same thing is true on the other side. Someone could have said or done something to you that was so horrendous that to this day, you are still struggling to heal from it. That is proof enough that our actions and our choices and our behavior not only impacts others, but it carries a lot of weight, and it is really important for us to care about it. I think we also need to make it cool to care about the quality of experience we are creating in every area of life. That is what this podcast is about, because I don't think enough people truly care about themselves and their impact in this world. And caring like that, that requires having sort of like a code, like a set of values that you are committed to, that you are developing, that you are embodying, so much so that your legacy that you leave isn't really about what you do or what you have. It's so much more about who you are. And that reminds me of a quote that I said to a coworker the other day, which is, "You will never see a U-Haul behind a hearse." I think it's important to aspire to be someone who impacts the space you occupy in such a way that your energy, your essence, who you are, your spirit, has the power to move others, to inspire others, to make others feel seen, heard, and valued, to lift up the energy of that situation and make it positive. That's how we can create a better world, in my opinion. None of us is going to be able to take anything with us when we leave this earth. No bags of money, no gold, no bitcoins, no NFTs, no clothes, promotions, whatever it is, none of that is coming with us to the grave. It's nice to have while we're here, sure. I'm not saying don't pursue those things that you want while you're here on earth, but I'm saying having and doing things can quickly become hollow if you're only after those things and nothing else. I think what a lot of people in this world are craving, though, is deeper connection, deeper meaning in the experiences that they have, more access to the joy in life that is available to them, and to be able to feel, really feel, that they are having an impact on their here and now, that they, them and their existence matter and mean something. And I think that starts with how we choose to show up every day to the spaces we occupy, to the people we interact with, to whatever we are giving our efforts to. And acting like it's cool not to care is crap. It will not lead to any of those things, any of those deeper connections or those things that make life experiences worthwhile. When people act like it's not cool to care, it's not cool to put forth effort, it's not cool to be loyal to things, to show up in a way that positively impacts the spaces they occupy. I mean, I feel like we leave so much richness and joy and meaning and love on the table of our lives. I mean, imagine how many things are left unsaid when people don't make the effort to be brave enough or vulnerable enough to share those things. Imagine not taking chances to brighten someone's day. I mean, it might have meant the world to them to hear you say something kind to them. We never know what other people are dealing with under the surface, and I'm willing to bet that a whole lot more people than you think are dealing with a whole lot more pain, anxiety, depression, loneliness, being unsure of themselves, low self-esteem, even if they appear to be confident, even if they appear to be wealthy or have everything, you know, in their life looks like it's going well. It doesn't take that much to be kind, and I feel like we sometimes miss the ball on that because we're just thinking it's not cool to care. I believe there's so much experience and richness around us in this life, and most people aren't even scratching the surface of what their life could be and the depth of joy they could access, the profound impact they could have just in the circles they already occupy. And it has nothing to do with fame or followers or amassing a huge fortune either. That's why oftentimes you'll hear me on the podcast or see in the social media for Action Breeds Clarity that I often say that we are taking action to create a life you feel proud to call yours, or to create a life of joy and meaning or success as you define it in all areas of life, because wealth and career is just one area, and it is very, very possible to be very wealthy and be completely bankrupt in every other area of life. I mean, imagine someone with considerable financial wealth, but they have next to no friends, they never have fun, they never laugh very often, and even those small group of friends that they have, they aren't even really true friends. They probably wouldn't be there. They'd probably be the first people to desert that person in a real life crisis. Imagine this financially rich person doesn't even love themselves, doesn't see any meaning or gain any joy out of the success that they have. They see no value in who they are outside of their ability to make money. Imagine this kind of person, okay? They could be lonely, depressed, maybe even struggle with substance abuse. I mean, how many actors do we see succumb to exactly this? They are rich. Maybe they're beautiful, everyone thinks their lives are perfect, but I see story after story sometimes of actors dying of overdoses, and I just can't help but sense this incredible sadness, loneliness, and worthlessness that they must have felt in those last moments of their life. Imagine the agony of feeling like that when, to the outside world, everyone thinks you've got it made. How freaking horrible is that? So, in my humble opinion, pursuing meaningful and joyful experiences and surrounding yourself with people, places, and situations that contribute to that is a far better pursuit than just pursuing success for the sake of success. Success will be a natural byproduct of caring about yourself so much and caring about your life so much and being consistent in the way that you walk through the world. Success will be a natural byproduct of putting effort and care and pride into the person you are and how you interact with other people. Success will be a natural byproduct of taking the time to envision what a meaningful and joyful existence even looks like in the first place to you, because it's different for all of us. Success will be a natural byproduct of taking the time and effort to develop your character, strengthen your sense of integrity, and not being so tied to instant gratification, but understanding that greatness in anything, greatness in love, greatness in health, fitness, wellness, greatness in friendships, greatness in career, greatness in crafting the masterpiece that you get to call your life takes time. And it's cool to care about. When I envision what I'd like this little experiment called Action Breeds Clarity to stand for, that's exactly it. I want to inspire people to make it cool to care. Let's make it cool to put in effort in our lives and in our relationships. Let's make it cool to be intentional when we are interacting with people and not just subjecting them to our lack of clarity or our unhealed wounds. Let's make it cool to be moved by what we experience and the people we connect with instead of numbing out these experiences or leaving things unsaid or making people feel unsure about how we feel about them or where they stand with us. Let's make it cool to live while we're alive, to move towards the experiences and people we're drawn to. Let's make it cool to work on ourselves and heal from our past so that we are not perpetuating the harm that was done to us onto other people. Let's make it cool to be adults that laugh a lot and play and are silly and not too worried about what others may think of us. I could go on and on and on, but I'll end with one last hope that I want to shoot for with Action Breeds Clarity and the messages that we put out. Let's make it cool to show up to the spaces we occupy in a way that leaves them better than we found them. Action takers, if our generation really thinks it's cool not to care, let's change that, please. Let's be the ones that lead by example, and let's be the ones that make it cool to care about ourselves and our own well-being, about others, about how our behavior and actions impact others, and let's make it cool to care about the quality of experience we are creating in every area of life. That's all I've got for you. I'll talk to you in the next episode. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe so you can be notified when a new episode is posted. Like and review this podcast and share it with your friends so they can follow along too as we all take action together each month. Plus, that's added accountability for you. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you choose to invest in yourself, take action even if you don't feel ready, and build a life you're proud to have through consistent and intentional action, because how you show up really matters. Lastly, make sure you visit actionbreedsclarity.com to get your free resources. I'll see you in the next episode.